Have you ever tried something and you just didn't do it well the first time? It was your first time attempting a task, and you were unsuccessful. And when that occurred, have you ever had some individuals come to you and say, "That's just not meant to be"? Or maybe even deeper, "God did not plan for you to do that. It's not a part of your purpose." And the person or group of people say this because you were not good at the task the first time that you tried. Let me tell you, your goal is to unlimit the greater you. This mindset that may have been created in you to think, if you're not naturally good at something, then that means you just stop. You don't even try to continue with it because it's not in the cards for you. It's not what you're meant for. But the greater you on the inside has so much potential waiting to be revealed to the world. But you can't only go off of natural talent. Natural talent is good. Natural talent should be further developed. It definitely should not be neglected. But talent is not the only thing that you need to be concerned with. You should be interested in skill building. Skill building is going to expand the greater you. Skill building will unleash the potential of the greater you. You're capable of so much. There are some things at this present time that you are not naturally good at. But if you begin today to learn that skill and you practice over and over again over a period of time, you can become outstanding at that task, at that given skill. And you can add it to your repertoire of abilities. Understand, when you do this, when you learn something that you have never engaged with before, total inexperience, you're going to fail at it in the beginning. You're not going to be comfortable with doing it. And in the beginning, you may think, I'm never going to get better. I'm never going to be able to do this well. But reject those thoughts that come to your mind like that, because it is just not true. You can practically become good at anything if you put in the time and the effort. You put in the practice. So, it is a prerequisite for you to begin learning new skills so that you can become that person that you're meant to be, so that you can experience the greater you. You'll be so proud of yourself. So much happiness will be produced in you to be able to experience that you were not good at this given thing in the beginning. But then you become average at it, and you keep practicing, then you become good at it, and you keep practicing, and then you become excellent at it. To be able to witness those stages of events will do wonders for your self-esteem. It will do wonders for your self-confidence. And it's possible for you. It's possible. Too many people have been hindered from pursuing skill building because they've been told that if they're not good at it in the beginning, to don't even try, because it's not what they're meant to do. Imagine someone tells you that you're not meant to do something because you're not good at it in the beginning. The first time you try, of course, you're going to be unskillful. But you have a brain. You're built for this. You're built to learn. You're built to grow. You're meant for growth and development. If you're not growing and developing, then you are shutting yourself off from your full potential. You're going to be most happy when you're going after something new. When you sit there, when you're idle, when you're doing the same old, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, you're going to be unhappy. And you'll wonder, why are you increasingly getting unhappy? You are increasingly getting unhappy because you are not pursuing growth and development. Skill building is one of the ways that you will grow and develop. Focus on your natural talents as well as skill building. You could practice a skill that you're new to over and over again, day after day. You don't have a natural talent for it. Next person in your surroundings may have a natural talent at that given skill, but they don't practice. You practice every day. Eventually, you'll be better than that person with the natural talent. It is possible. It happens all the time. Put in the effort. Put in the effort. And you can make it happen. Don't just look at skill building as you have to become the very best at. Some things you may want to have a super high level of effectiveness and efficiency, proficiency at the skill. Some skills you may not get to those higher levels, but you're good at it. There may be other skills you're decent, but you want to keep building skills. Keep building skills because you'll be able to combine what you know into something unique, and it will be a part of you. And who knows what you will be able to produce with the set of skills that you develop. But you must have the mindset that you can learn anything. You must have the mindset that you're going to persevere when you're learning something new. You have to have the mindset that you will not allow yourself to get discouraged because you're not proficient at the skill in the beginning. You have to have the mindset that over time, as you practice every day, as you practice frequently and consistently, you will make progress. You will make progress. And that has to be in your mind, that you will make progress, no matter what it looks like right now. Right now, it looks like you'll never be good at it. It looks like it's impossible for you to move forward. But it's a lie. It's not true. You can make breakthrough results if you have consistent action. Put forth consistent action, and it will accumulate. Your actions will accumulate. Into something magnificent. If you stick with it. If you just keep on going. You'll be greatly pleased in the end. Don't shy away from skills that seem too hard either. The greater you on the inside is ready. Some skills you learn may be easier than others, but don't shy away from those skills that are more complicated. Because when you master those skills, when you become proficient at those skills, you're going to feel so good about yourself. It's going to make you even better. It's going to propel you to new levels of success. With each accomplishment that you make. So I encourage you to embrace the difficult skills, just like you will the more easier skills to attain. Never again allow anyone in your circle, no one, whether it's someone in your intimate circle or in your outer circle, let no one tell you that you can't do something because they see that you're not good at it in the beginning. Virtually no one is good at something the first time they try. So that is a faulty way to determine someone's future proficiency at a skill. So you cannot listen to that. Those words, being in an environment where someone tells you these things. God does not mean for you to do that because you're not good at it in the beginning. It means it's not a part of your purpose. No. You're capable of gaining many skills, and you should. Gain those skills. Skills are something that should accumulate in your life and will make you sharper and increase your efficacy. The objective is to unlimit the greater you. So with your new identity, incorporate that you will be a person to gain skills on a regular basis and to stick with it. Stick with it for the long haul. Stick with it for the long haul. And don't allow anything to get in your way of accomplishing your goal. Of building those skills so that you can unlimit the greater you.